Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We want to take a few minutes, just a couple minutes, to catch up with him. KDKA meteorologist Ron Smiley, who we're joined by every morning, even though we're not, just because we look up at the TV and we feel like we're part of his family.
Yes.
Ron, good morning. How's everything?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you guys?
We are great. All right. What was this number? Let me paint this picture for you. So the other day I saw your forecast, your webcast that you had on and that you put on Twitter. I tweeted it out. There was a number that said 16 inches. I circled it. I tweeted it out. I went somewhere later in the day. I got mugged by four different people that said, there's going to be 16 inches of snow. Are you nuts? And I said, call Smiley. So what's the story this weekend?
All right. Well, latest numbers. Here's the thing. Normally, we don't make a forecast until about 2 days out. And the reason why we don't do that is because, obviously, we have a lot of numbers that come in. We have to whittle those down to an actual forecast, what we're giving you guys. What I do on Mondays, I always, it's kind of fun because I do a video cast. I would never put that on air. But for the people that follow me on social media, at least, what I'll do is I'll say, hey, you know, this is what the GFS model every week is showing for the next 7 days, you know, and I'm just like, all right. And then it's kind of like a snow forecast, how active we're going to be with snow and things like that. Unfortunately, what it's doing is it's grabbing onto this big system that we have a possibility of seeing over the weekend. And it was the run. It was one of the runs, at least for the GFS, that was showing big snow totals right here in Pittsburgh. But that was also a cumulative of the week. So, you know, it was showing, even though we're not going to see much today, I believe the GFS had about an inch for today of snow on Monday. And then it had about 2 to 3 inches of snow expected on Thursday into Friday. So you subtract all that, still some big snow totals for the weekend, but still not the 16 inches that I saw some people kind of screen grab and put out there. And, you know, that's one of those things where I chuckle because it's such a limited audience. I don't use that graphic very much. I've actually changed some of the wording so that from now on, you'll see that it's a cumulative total. And so it doesn't look like it's just like in one round of snow or something like that.
Well, how many of these models you got to put together, Ron?
Well, what we look at least, any given day, generally 4 to 5, but it depends on what's going on. So with this one, you know, and every model has different ways that we can view things. So not getting too far into the numbers or whatever, but, you know, I guess there's been a movie called The Butterfly Effect where basically, you know, a butterfly flaps its wings and it can change something. We can never be as precise as we want to with weather. So one of the ways that we do that is by intentionally changing minor things and seeing what the outcome is, how that changes the outcome of what we're looking at. So even a model, just a single model, the GFS model, can have a suite of different looks of, hey, these are the potential outcomes that we could see, you know, if you round down here instead of rounding up, or if you do this or instead of this, to try to get as many possible outcomes as possible. Now, what we have to do is look at the data that we see in front of us, look at that model data as well, look at satellite radar data, walk outside, and then do a forecast off of all of that. You know, no models whatsoever had, well, the GFS actually did have some light miss this morning, but there's things that the models miss. They're not perfect, and that's why we have multiple models and that we try to intentionally see as many outcomes as we can in order to do a forecast.
Yeah, great. How much is it going to snow this weekend, Ron?
Well, normally I wouldn't put out my forecast until tomorrow. And to tell you the truth, unfortunately, this forecast for the weekend is, I wish that we had, one of the terms that we use is agreement. If you look at the same model, the GFS that you saw the 16 inches on, this morning it was showing 2 to 3 inches of snow for the weekend, and that's after some rainfall. Now, the European model, who normally has been the most accurate when it comes to what we can expect, nailed last weekend's snow totals. The whole week long, didn't do anything. It's now bumped up into absurd amounts of snow for the day. I don't even want to say how much.
So anywhere between like 2 inches to 30 inches we're going to get, somewhere in that area.
Here's the thing. It's not enviable to be myself, to be Ray, to be Kristen, John, any of the other meteorologists that have to, because tomorrow we have to put numbers down, and it's going to be tough. So I am still leaning on, and here's what I'm going to say. Someone here in western Pennsylvania is going to get some big snow totals over the weekend. So it might not be Pittsburgh. It might slide north and be in the Butler area. But the very nature of how these systems set up, the largest snow is normally about 25 to 35 miles north of where the rain and sleet line is.
So you're telling me, we got to let you go, but you're telling me the big reveal is tomorrow.
Everyone, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe one of the meteorologists tonight starts putting out numbers. But yes, mostly what we do is 2 days out, we put out numbers. So, and what happens if we had started putting out numbers already, we skip an event like what we had today, and we still have another event going on Thursday into Friday night before we even get to Saturday. So, you know, you try to, you know, it's kind of like one game at a time for your sports audience out there.
Yeah.
We try to do the same thing when it comes to our weather reports. You know, we're trying to look at and do the best job we can for the next system and the next system, even though we do have to look ahead. You know, we're not going to lie. You know, we're not going to be that coach that says he doesn't look ahead.
You don't want to paint with a broad brush,
right,
Ron, but it's going to snow.
Right. Oh, well, this was, Ron, this was far too reasonable. I wanted to yell and scream at you, but you're too nice of a man.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, have a great rest of your weekend. I'm sure it's just going to be real easy work, so have a great time.
Hey, enjoy climbing out of the 14 inches of snow we're getting this weekend, okay, guys?
Oh, there it is! Thank you, Ron.
He gave us a number.
14 inches, he said.
Write that down, Matt. Put it on the list.
This weekend.
Put it on the list.
That's official.
Oh, my gosh. He's still on the line. Make sure you say thank you to him and everything, producer Matt. Did you hear that, Jeff?
I did.
We just broke the news. Oh, this is, whoa, this is big. He broke news on our station here. Oh, my gosh. I'm into it.
Milk and bread.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.